Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
From newsounds.org, this is the Soundcheck Podcast. This edition of Soundcheck is a reminder of what these sessions sounded like before the pandemic, when we actually had musicians live in our studio. Let's dip into the Soundcheck archives. This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. The New York Times called this song, quote, a piano-pounding hymn for Black Lives Matter. It's the title track of the new album by Benjamin Booker called Witness, and the song features guest vocals by the great Mavis Staples. Witness draws on the sounds of classic rock, soul, and the blues, but it also draws inspiration from the writings of James Baldwin, who wrote about the Black American experience at a remove, living as an exile in France. Booker briefly exiled himself to Mexico, where he began the process that would result in this new album. He's here with his band today to play some of it for us. Beginning with a song called Right On You, it's Benjamin Booker live on Soundcheck. That is Benjamin Booker and his band live here on Soundcheck and the song called Right On You from the new album called Witness. Benjamin Booker on voice and guitar, Matt Zook playing guitar, Mickey Itzigson playing the bass, and Sam Hirschfelder behind our drum kit. Ben, it's great to see you again.
Yeah, thanks for having me back. I appreciate
it. Yeah, first time was right after the first record, which was also, you know, drawing on like classic rock and soul and blues, as this album does. I did notice in the bridge of that song, both you and Matt, all downstrokes.
Yeah.
Very.
I don't think there was any downstrokes in the last record.
Yeah. Very kind of, you know, Ramones-ish.
Yeah.
So yeah, nice wrist action there. So you wrote this statement, you know, about the making of the song Witness, about the beginning of the process that led to this record, taking yourself down to Mexico City. why did you feel a need to do that? Why did you need to get away from the States?
Well, I think that it was a couple of reasons. I think I was getting a little overwhelmed with the 24-hour news cycle thing happening here. But I think that I was reading a lot of stuff, and I think that I guess I was struggling to find who I was and that kind of thing. And I think that I wanted to have some time to clear my head, I guess, and kind of just take myself away from the comforts that I was used to and my friends and those kinds of things, and just have some time to kind of put my life together, I guess, because I still hadn't really recovered from touring before.
Well, after that first record came out, you were all over the place. Yeah. I mean, late night TV, touring with Jack White and all these other folks, and, you know, so, yeah, I'm sure there was an element of get me out of here.
Yeah, well, I mean, all of that stuff is really enjoyable, and it's nice to tour, but then you come home, and it's just like, oh, my life is in shambles.
Well, you said you were reading stuff. Would James Baldwin have been on that reading list?
Yeah, James Baldwin. I was reading Sartre. That was one of the idea behind just like, who are you without all this stuff kind of thing. And Don DeLillo, that book, White Noise, was a big influence on the record.
Well, the thing with Baldwin is, and he's not the only person who have written words to this effect, the idea that to appreciate or to actually see your own culture clearly, mm-hmm. you need to remove yourself from mm-hmm. it. Did you have that experience in Mexico?
I think so. I think that being here, and like I said earlier, the news and stuff, just like constantly being bombarded with these things, I think that you start to think that like this is just like it, this is life, like every day, and the only thing that matters, and it's just like you go there and like you watch a news channel, and it's just like they have a minute of American news, and then it's over, and you're like, what, that's it? And you're just like, there's more, you gotta focus on some other things, you know, life is about balance. And so I think that was something that I was learning at the time.
Yeah. Well, you know, the in this thing that you had written, in this story that recounts your visit to Mexico City, you talk about, you know, looking back on growing up black in the South and, you know, instances of racism. And you mentioned at one point that if you got pulled over while driving, you would just say, hey, you know, I'm a writer for the local newspaper. And that would usually, you know, they'd be like very eager to send you
on.
It
did get me off a few times, yeah.
So were you, in fact, a writer for a local newspaper?
Yeah, I went to school for journalism and I wrote for the paper down there. It was called the Independent Florida Alligator. It was nice. They had a circulation of about 50,000 for a small town. That was nice.
Right.
So, yeah, everybody in town read the paper, so they weren't messing with me.
And so were you studying to be a kind of a political journalist?
No, I was mostly writing about music, but badly. I was more interested in just asking questions about gear and things like that, which nobody wants to read about.
So the idea was to write about music. When did writing about music morph into writing music?
Ooh. Well, I don't think that there was ever really a plan to write music. Like when I wrote the first album, I wasn't writing an album. It just got to the point where it was like, oh, wow, there's 12 songs here. Here we go.
Well, you know, this new album, one of the things people are remarking on is you have titles like Right On You, Witness, Truth Is Heavy, mm-hmm. you know, things that have a kind of implied or sometimes explicit social consciousness, political message to them. That kind of thing can be heavy. That can really drag the songwriting process down. But this album is really kind of buoyant for all the dark corners it has.
Yeah, I mean, the quote that I read in Don DeLillo that got the whole album started was that what we are reluctant to touch often seems the fabric of our salvation. So the album was about going to those dark places, but I think that it's a hopeful album, I think, because I think that when you can deal with those things and really just like address the problems that you see around you and within yourself, then you can get to a peaceful and more happy place, you know?
We're speaking with Benjamin Booker. The new album is called Witness. The song you're going to do next for us, called Believe, mm-hmm. on the album has this kind of beautiful string arrangement, mm-hmm. Which put me in mind of, you know, Curtis Mayfield, that kind of stuff.
I love Curtis, yeah.
Yeah, so I don't know if that was in your mind's ear when you were cutting the track, but it certainly kind of...
He was one of those people that I found in between the last album and this album, and I started listening to a lot. So good call.
All right. Well, we don't have the strings here today, though.
No strings today. But we got a good band, so
yeah,
we'll be all right.
Yeah, and the amps are up to 11, so we wouldn't hear the strings anyway. So let's hear another performance, Benjamin Booker and his band. The song is called Believe. It's off the new album called Witness, which is out now. Here's another live performance on Soundcheck. Benjamin Booker singing his song Believe here in the Soundcheck studio. Once again, Matt Zook on guitar and Mickey Itzigson playing the bass. Sam Hirschfelder behind our drum kit there in the corner. And that song called Believe, there is a line, Ben, in there where you sing, don't you want to be a winner?
Yeah.
Which is very hard to hear now without thinking of Trump,
yeah,
you know, the campaign promise, you're going to be so sick of winning, you
yeah.
know, without mentioning any names. That's about as kind of pointed, it seems, as the lyrics on this record get. Were you walking a kind of a fine line between being of the moment and going for something that could last?
Well, yeah, I don't think that I ever try to make things specifically about a person. I mean, I was more about the idea of these people that exist, you know. Or I was listening to an interview where Raoul Peck, who did the James Baldwin documentary, who came out was talking about James.
Is this the I Am Not Your Negro documentary?
Yeah. And James Baldwin was one of those people who said, like, I'm not in any organizations. I don't ever want to be in any organizations. And I think that it's hard to do that nowadays. It's just like you're on your own and you just feel alone. And it can be a really terrible feeling. So that's what the song was about.
Well, and for Baldwin, that joining, not joining organization thing extended to religion.
Yes, of course. And he started in the church, but he left it behind pretty quickly, yeah.
Yeah. You know, he did leave it behind, but he never really left it
behind.
Well,
I mean, you couldn't be part of the civil rights movement and not have... The church was a big part of, you know, the community. And it still is, I mean, a part of the black community, you know?
Right. And, you know, with an album that has titles like Witness and Believe, and you sing Hallelujah, the word Hallelujah in one of the tracks on the record. I mean, you're using the language of the church.
Right. That was also something from James. I think that I didn't use it as much on the last album, but I mean, I grew up in church, and until I was 16, I only listened to gospel music and things. And I think I realized that it was important to use the palette that I had, the language that I had grown up with, because that's me, and to incorporate that into the music, and not in a religious way, but just that's who I am as a person, you know.
Well, one of my favorite moments on the album comes at the end. There's a track called All Was Well. If I have my way, if I ever the strength to fight, if I have my way, I'll tear this building down. If I have my way, if I ever the strength to fight, if I have my way, I'll tear this building down. Which seems to be built almost whole cloth on an old Blind Willie Johnson song.
Well, if I had my way, I had a whole wicked body, if I had a Lord just build it down.
Well, there's a bunch of songs back then that were based around it. There's another song by a guy named T.E. Weems, and then that song was based off of another song. But yeah, part of that was just like kind of like a play on that, the words and things are different, but it was a play on that. When he was talking about that, it's about Samson and Delilah and tearing that building down. But this was more about the idea of tearing down ego and like the parts of you that you built up around yourself, these lies, those kinds of things.
Yeah. So so there's lots of kind of older American sounds woven into the fabric of this record.
Right. You're going to hear the history of black music in this record. It's everything.
What about hip-hop?
Hip-hop is on the record, too. When we were recording Witness, we didn't know how we were going to do it, and I was listening to Tribe Called Quest going in. Get it going on, and if it's me, then let's get it going on. Get it going on, let's get it going on. And if it's me, then let's get it going on. And if it's me, then let's. So you got that boom bap beat, that 90s hip-hop beat in there, my guy.
And then this next song that you're going to do for us called The Slow Drag Under. I mean, this is a genuine slow drag, which was a kind of a musical, a song form. And
yeah. We were actually, I wrote this song as like kind of a more punky song. And there was a rockabilly guy named Charlie Feathers, who the producer, Sam, he was like, why don't you do something like more in line with this? And it turned out to be great. It's one of my favorite tracks on the album.
So, but originally, probably at twice the speed at which we now hear.
Oh, more than twice the speed, yeah.
Are you familiar with the Randy Newman song, You Can Keep Your Hat On?
You can leave your hat on. You can leave your hat on.
I'm not.
You should check it out, because the kind of the slow-moving bass line to this song put me in mind of that. It's a slow drag.
Well, thank
it's
you.
It's a song about a striptease.
when I played this for my manager, he was like, this is a strip club song.
I'm telling you, there's something. You got to check the song out when you get a chance. But for now, play this one. It's called The Slow Drag Under. Benjamin Booker and his band playing here in the Soundcheck studio. The song is from the new album called Witness.
Slow drag under, hard to be through.
Nicely done. Benjamin Booker and the band with The Slow Drag Under, which is one of the songs from his new album. His sophomore effort is called Witness. It is out now. It sounded like Matt was stubbornly playing another song altogether until the end when the two guitars finally sort of come together. But it's a song about isolation, right?
So. Yeah, I mean, the song was about that trip to Mexico City and kind of... I mean, in my life, I guess it's easier now to see patterns, and I have this pattern of isolating myself from other people at times, which I needed sometimes, I think, to move forward, but it was just about that struggle between what you need and the effect that it has on other people around you, and that's kind of thing.
Now, you're based in New Orleans, right?
I moved out to Los Angeles last September.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. New Orleans got a little tough.
So have you been writing since moving to L.A.?
Yeah, I actually have been writing more this time.
Sunnier stuff, you know, waves and frolicking, beachwear. And
I don't know if I'll ever be able to do that. But
Benjamin Booker and his band. Today they've been here playing for us in the Soundcheck studio. Ben, it's a great record, and so glad you're able to join us again this time around.
Thank you for having me.
This is Soundcheck. That Soundcheck session came from our archives. You can hear lots more and check out our newly produced remote sessions on our website, newsounds.org. Our technical director is Irene Trudell, our producer, Karen Havlick, and I'm John Schaefer.